Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Today, teams representing 24 nations will play in the preliminary round of the World Basketball Championships in Turkey. The U.S. will face Croatia in Istanbul. The latest incarnation of Team USA follows the recent induction of two U.S. Olympic teams into the Basketball Hall of Fame. Only a Game's Doug Tribou reports.
The first Olympic gold medal basketball game was played in 1936 on a muddy outdoor court in Berlin. The U.S. overwhelmed Canada 19-8. A new exhibit at the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield, Massachusetts, highlights that achievement and other historic moments for U.S. national teams. Earlier this month, the hall enshrined the U.S. teams that won gold in 1960 and 1992. Walking through the exhibit, curator Matt Zeising says the 1960 roster was stacked with talent.
Jerry Lucas and Oscar Robertson and Jerry West, three of the greatest players of all time, just happened to be able to, you know, timing and everything, get on the same Olympic team. And so you get to 1960 and you have what might have been, or probably was, the greatest amateur team ever assembled for any country.
The 1960 team's average margin of victory was more than 42 points. Oscar Robertson, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame as an individual in 1979 and is now a successful businessman, says among all of his achievements as a player, his Olympic experience stands out.
To be able to play for your country and stand on the stand and receive the gold medal, it's a very emotional experience, really. But that was a special treat for me, and there's nothing that can replace that because it happened so early in my career. Happened before I got into the pros. We were still amateur players. Now the things have changed altogether.
The Team USA exhibit also honors women's Olympic basketball, which debuted in 1976. The U.S. women earned their first gold medal in 1984, the year the U.S. men won their last gold as amateurs. Today, that 1984 men's roster sounds like an NBA who's who, featuring names like Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, and Chris Mullin. Team member John Konkak went on to an 11-year NBA career with Atlanta and Orlando. He says he and his teammates didn't realize then that 1984 represented the end of an era.
You know, none of those guys had signed pro contracts yet, and none of them had agents because we had to maintain amateur status. So nobody had a lot of money. Nobody was driving a fancy car. You know, now for a lot of those guys, it's a lot different.
Things began to change in 1988.
The world has certainly caught up with the United States in this game. No longer does the U.S. dominate as they did for so much of these Olympic Games.
Dick Enberg made that comment on NBC as the U.S. was about to lose to the Soviet Union in a semifinal game in Seoul, South Korea. The U.S. collegiate players would bring home bronze, the country's worst Olympic finish in basketball. Olympic rules had prohibited NBA players from appearing in the games, but the following year, the International Amateur Basketball Federation, or FIBA, voted to change that, setting the stage for the 1992 Dream Team. Hall of Fame curator Matt Zeising.
It was the Beatles and the Rolling Stones all mixed into one, and it wasn't just that it was Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and Michael Jordan. It was also the fact that in 1972 or 1952, because of where the world was, they just wouldn't have been known the way they were. So thanks to mass media and a culture that could accept this, they were international icons, international superstars.
Opponents posed for pictures with U.S. players and asked for autographs. The team won its games by more than 43 points on average. Hall of Fame player and coach Lenny Wilkins was an assistant coach for the Dream Team. Today, he runs a charitable foundation and works as a basketball consultant. Wilkins says the 1992 roster was so strong, they never designated a starting five.
We would start a different team every game, and then at the end of the game, let the guys who are playing well play. The players bought into it. It probably overwhelmed a lot of people, but I think that it's a big reason why basketball around the world really picked up.
While every gold medal victory sparks new debate about the greatest U.S. teams of all time, most observers agree that 1960 and 1992 stand out. Who would win in a head-to-head matchup? Oscar Robertson admits he's biased.
I think we would have won. I'm sure the 92 team thought they would have won. But that's what you should think.
The current U.S. team, playing in the World Championship in Turkey, features a blend of NBA veterans like Chauncey Billups and Lamar Odom, and up-and-coming players like Kevin Durant and Derrick Rose. And it's probably safe to say, if they reach the championship game on September 12th and win, they'll like their chances against the teams of the past, too. For Only a Game, I'm Doug Tribou.